This is WLVR. I'm Brad Klein. This weekend, PBS 39, in partnership with St. Luke's University Health Network, will be launching a new show. It's called A Su Salud, Cheers to Good Health. It's an English language program that will focus on the Latino and Hispanic population and on a variety of health issues and the impact of COVID-19, particularly on communities of color. The show is hosted by WLVR's community correspondent, Genesis Ortega. Thanks for joining us, Genesis.
Thanks, Brad, for having me.
Tell me more about this program and the idea behind it.
A number of things went behind producing a show like this. I think first and foremost, the Lehigh Valley has a large Latino and Hispanic community. And so one of the ideas and a main goal for our station as a public broadcasting station is to have programming and content that's relevant for those communities. So we wanted to start this program because there's a lot of talk, you know, with COVID and you know, a lot of health disparities focused on communities of color. So we felt that it was important to start having these conversations and, you know, start bringing in doctors, bringing in guests to just spread, you know, information that's accurate, pertinent to this community.
And some of that information is going to be useful outside of the pandemic, hopefully when
Absolutely.
It's in the rearview mirror, and useful to all the communities in the Lehigh Valley.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at the show, you know, and you look at the title, A Su Salud, you know, automatically you'll think, oh, this is just for the Latino community. Mm-hmm. But no, I think it's important for other people to understand the rationale. What are some of the reasons behind the disparate health outcomes for communities of color? I think it opens up dialogue and, you know, it opens up an understanding, you know, as to some of the underlying factors that affect other people.
And what a good phrase to incorporate into my limited Spanglish vocabulary, A Su Salud. Why do the show in English, though, instead of Spanish?
That's a great question. And that's actually a question that I've had to field a lot. You know, when we were discussing the show and, you know, we've done a lot of research looking into this here in the Lehigh Valley, we do have a large Latino community, as I said, you know, many people don't speak English, but we also found that there's a large population of people that are second generation mm-hmm. that actually may not see Spanish as their first language and actually prefer English content. Mm-hmm. So we felt that it was equally as important to hit that community as well. We are going to be airing these episodes with Spanish subtitles and closed captioning. So anyone who doesn't feel comfortable with English as their first language can tune in and still understand. But, you know, again, you know, we want to open up the conversation. So it was important for us to not only have this information available to the Latino community, but to everyone as well, because, again, it just opens up a dialogue as to how these communities are affected.
Sure. With the diversity of this community, there is no one-size-fits-all solution, but we're covering all the bases we can.
Exactly.
The first episode premieres this weekend. What can we expect in the kickoff episode?
Communities of color are being impacted by COVID-19, and they're hit the hardest. Mm-hmm. And so we want to start off our first episode talking about why that is. So, you know, we bring on a doctor to talk about what are some of the underlying factors, what are the risk factors. You know, we also talk with a guest who had COVID-19. He is Latino, and, you know, we talk about his experience. You know, and so we're kicking off the conversation talking about how COVID-19 has impacted these communities. And it's going to be an underlying topic in the rest of the episodes as well.
Sure. The pandemic is going to stay with us for a while. I love that you have a survivor so someone can speak about getting through it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and his story is unique, you know, and he's somebody who is actually prominent in the community, too. So it'll be interesting to share his story.
So what other topics can we expect to see covered on the show moving forward?
We're going to see topics such as plastic surgery, heart health, obesity, even topics like diabetes.
Now, a really wide range of health issues.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and something like diabetes, while we do see disproportionate numbers of Latinos that are affected by diabetes, it's also something that affects the population overall. You know, we're seeing growing numbers of type 1 and type 2 diabetes affecting everyone. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be information that people can take away for themselves, even if they don't identify as a Latino.
Sure. It's such a widespread issue throughout the Lehigh Valley in communities of color and generally.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us to talk about the new PBS 39 show.
Thank you so much, Brad.
Asu Salud will air Saturdays at 3:30 and again on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. on PBS 39.